Well, Biedemann Shlita brings out a Maridika Mashal. He says there was once a big king, a big ruler, that literally was a multi-billionaire in his big kingdom. And he made an announcement that this one day, specific day that he picked, he's opening up all his treasure houses. And everybody can come in and take whatever they want. So you could imagine the excitement that every one of the people in the kingdom had anticipating that day. And you could imagine how much planning and calculations they each one made to try to utilize that day to the highest level. Zocher Melech Biedemann, that the Yontif of Chanukah, which is only 2 days away, he says, the Rabbeinu Shloilom opens up all the Hashpois, Toivois, and it's a day, Mamish, we can't be Masig, he says, in Svarim HaKadoshim, that bring down what it means, the Halakha days of Chanukah, that there's so much opportunity for Hashpois, Toivois, and Brochois, and Yeshuois, for the Yontif of Chanukah. That you have to look at it, he says, that the Rabbeinu Shlom is opening up his treasure houses and saying to all of us, come in and take what you want. And we have to go ahead and prepare properly and make good calculations how we can utilize it as much as we can to get as much as we could possibly take out from the Yontif of Chanukah. It's Kiyudua that the more mundane and regular a day is, usually the more halig and the more great that day is. Like, for example, we are very aware of Purim. Purim brought down in Svarim how great the day is. And they say the famous Remes in Arizal, Yom Kippurim, that Yom Kippurim, that Yom Kippur's greatness is only like Purim, which means Purim's even greater. That's the Yedua de Arizal. And yet on Purim, there's no Issa Malacha. It seems very much a regular, you know, not a Yontif Dika day like a Yom Kippur. It seems very mundane. And there they say, all the Svarim talk about how when a day is very, very hailing, the Rabbeinu Shlom covers it over with the regular, mundane, physical world. That's how it's always, it's mechusa, it's covered over. And a person has to have that much seichel to be able to go ahead and utilize it. So Chanukah, which is even more mundane, wouldn't even have a Suda Chanukah like we have on Purim. So you can imagine what treasures and Ashpoyis and Brachas and Yeshuas licked in the Yontif of Chanukah. So what's our Avodah Sayyoyim for the Yontif of Chanukah? People are not very well aware of what the Avodah of Chanukah is. But it's a Beferish Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalid in Hilchas Chanukah, Halacha Yud Beis, writes words that mamash are a surprise to most people. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiv Ad Ma'oid, the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a very treasured and Chaviv Dika Mitzvah. You have to be very careful with this mitzvah. Kidei, in order, which means the Rambam is telling us, the tachlis of Chanukah is not about lighting. It's not about lighting the neighbors that we put such kaychas into. No. The lighting is there in order for something else. So the Rambam, the Ner Chanukah is there, kidei, lohidia hanes, to let the nais be known, and then memela ula hoisif b'sheva chakel, you're going to add to the praise of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, v'hoido aloi, and your thanks to him, al anisim sha'osa lono, the nisim that he does for us, for every one of us. Which means, if you stop right there and just light the neiros, and that's your Chanukah, you're not doing at all what the Yontif is about. The Avodas Hayoyim of the Yontif of Chanukah, says the Rambam, is that when you're lighting neiros, which is something we have to do, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is that it's going to bring you to realize the nisan that happened to them, and the meila, you're going to realize the nisan that are happening to you. All the things that Rabbeinu Hashem does for you personally. As long as Dr. Rambam. And the emesis, this is what we say in the Alanisim. That's the kviyas of the yahim. That is what Chanukah is about. What we say in the song, and we like the neiros. Haneiros lo anachnu madlikim. Over there we say kidei lahoidus ulahalal. It's all in order. Haneiros halolo that anachnu madlikim is kidei lahoidus ulahalal. That is what it is. It's about the hoidah. And the emes is, it's not just a Rambam. The Gemara in Shabbos is really mavur. This yisoid on daf chavdalad aman aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Iboyilhu ma'u lahaskir shal Chanukah b'birchas hamazon." The Gemara asks the shayla: are you supposed to mention Chanukah in your benching? So the Gemara says, "Bavhuna bar Yehuda." Ikla lebei rova, and savalad kure b'boni Yerushalayim. He felt that we should mention Chanukah in benching and mention it by boni Yerushalayim the same way we do Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi. So Chanukah should be mentioned in that area too. Amalu Rabsheshes. Rabsheshes responded and said, "No, kitfila. It has to be done like you do in Shmoneh Esrei. Matfila b'hoida." The same way in our davening, where do we mention Chanukah? It's in the tefillah of Haidah, right after Maidim. So too in your benching, your Alanisim has to be by the part of benching, not by your B'nai Yerushalayim like we do for Shabbos and all the Yom Tovim, but rather by the part of Haidah. Zok Rashi, Pashup Shad in the Gemara, the Kula Milsa de Chanukah, the whole entire idea of Chanukah, Ikra lahoida niskina is made for hoida. That's the whole yont of Chanukah. It's there for hoida. You know, one of my kids showed me an advertisement. Just, you know, you wouldn't believe this is what's going on. This is Lakewood Publications. This is the advertisement. There's a restaurant bun. I don't know exactly what it is, but I've been hearing about it. I was never there. I'm not so familiar with it. But I'm hearing a lot about it. So the restaurant Bun advertises 8 nights of bun and games. This is the advertisement. Now this is mamish missing the boat of what Chanukah is about. Ikra milsa of Chanukah is lahoidos for the Rabbeinu Shalom to give appreciation to Hashem. It's not about bun and games. And it mamish defeats, it's connected to Gemara. It's connected with the Rambam bringing down La Halacha. It's not what Chanukah is about. And the emphasis I saw from Nosson Wachvogel, Zatzal, the Lakewood Mashkiach, he said, you know, every Yontif, we know the Tafkid of the Yontif. Pesach, we know is Man Chayriseinu. Shavuos, we know is Man Matan Tayriseinu. And so on and so forth. So what's Chanukah, he asks? Chanukah, he says, is the Zman of Lahoidus al-Halal. That defines the Yontif. It's a Yontif that you have to spend time appreciating the Rabbeinu Shalom for what he's doing for you in your personal life. And Rabbi Nosson added, you know, B'chol Yom, every day really we say Moedim. Every day we say Moedim in our Shemoneh Esrei. But he says at the end of the day, it's mixed in with many other Avodas that we have. There's so much else also. We also say Moedim. Zok Rav Nosson Wachvogel, Hachidush shel Chanukah hu yontif shel Haidah. It's not just that we are saying Haidah in our Shemoneh Esrei or whenever else during the day. It's the whole yontif, the mahus of the yontif is Haidah. Belila arav shum dovret study, without mixing in anything else. That is the yontif. And Rav Nosson says that this Yontif of Chanukah is not just about the 8 days of Chanukah. It's to train us how we should be the whole year. Once you go through the Yontif properly, and you taka make yourself a person that's being moida to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're giving lahoidus al-halal, It trains you, he says, for kol hashana. Eich loyma hoido, how to say a real hoido. He says, bebirkas ha-mazon, for example, a benching. He said, we might think about the translation of the words. Av hoido loy nemra, most people are not really thanking Hashem. And every bracha that we make, we might even focus on the words that we're saying. But you're really having an inner feeling of thanks to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? And this is something Rav Nosson says we have to make a cheshbon nefesh about. If you don't start now, it doesn't change later on in your life. A person has to make a cheshbon. Did you ever thank Hashem? We could go through the lip service of saying brachas, and the lip service of saying moedim, and the lip service of saying birchas hamazon. But it might just be a lip service. Does it really with a feeling of thanks, feeling of appreciation to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? We have to realize we don't want to go through our life. People could go through life. You could be already 40, 50, 60, 70, and you still never really said thank you, Tasha. You might have gone through the lip service. But to really appreciate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and say thank you sincerely, many people never did. And this is something what the training of Chanukah is all about. You know, this is very negative in Halacha L'maisa. I saw a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger. There was a Yid that was locked up in jail. And being locked up in jail, they limit him to his religious activities he's allowed to do. So he had a shiloh that the little bit time that they're going to give him to do a religious act, he asked Rav Shlomo Kluger, I'm sitting in jail, is it better for me to daven shachris and I'll say halal vahida? Or is it better just for me to go ahead and light Neris Chanukah? Which one should I do over Chanukah? This was the shiloh that he asked Rav Shlomo Kluger. And to all of our surprise, Rav Shlomo Kluger answered, much more important than lighting Neris Chanukah, daven shachris and say halal. The halal is more important. And that's what he paskin for this yid that was sitting in jail. That just, if you have a few moments, that's the time they're giving you. Say halal with chakras, better than go ahead and light the nearest Chanukah. I'm already a chiddush, but that's really what the yantar is about. It's not such a chiddush. And you should know this avoida goes so far that the Seder Hayoyim writes when he's talking about the yantar of Chanukah. Yimei Chanukah ein l'satzi bohem. A person can't have any depression. Could you imagine? You have to go ahead and be besimcha and happy all 8 days. Kiyam laharoi sasim besimcha al kol atoiv sha'asimon of all the good that Hashem is doing for us. V'yayim ha'halal gomer, we say the entire halal. And it's something you say should be makbid all the days, which is you have 8 days of Chanukah, 192 hours, if you make the cheshbon. 192 hours, says the Seder Hayoyim, you have to be focused on kuloi hayda. Feeling appreciation for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's good that he's constantly bestowing upon you. Let me save your question for later, everyone, yeah? And there's a maisa brought down, if you look, in the back of Sefer Or Yisrael from Yisrael Salanter. Hamachas, Rabbi Sol Salanter was talking to people, Bimei Chanukah. And in the conversation he's having with the people, Rabbi Sol Salanter, someone started mentioning a story, and it was a sad story. It was a Sipur Shel Tzar. Omar, right away, Rabbi Sol Salanter stopped him. He said, Has, quiet. Ein lahaske dover shel tzar b'yam meilu. You can't mention a thing of tzar. Something that could be depressing, something that could be a tzar during these days, you're not allowed to mention. And we saw Salanta stop this Yid from telling him over whatever sad story he wanted to tell him. And he brings down over here, because we know, Taka, during Yimei Chanukah, it's also behespid. We see it, even hespid is asr. Someone's nifter, you're not allowed to make hespedim. You know, I saw brought down for the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai writes, very interesting, that do you realize the halal of Chanukah is even more halal than Pesach. Besides for the first 2 days of Pesach, the rest of the yontif of Pesach, we say chatzi halal, half a halal. It's all we do. On Chanukah, we're saying the entire halal, all 8 days. More than the Yontif of Pesach from the Gula from Mitzrayim. You see, ad kidei kach, how far reaching this Inyan of Hoidah is on Chanukah. So what does it mean to give Hoidah? If you're telling me when I say Moedim, I'm not really doing Hoidah, I say benching, it's not really Hoidah. Rav Vachfold was telling us it's just a lip service. So what does it mean to really give Hoidah? How do you really go ahead? The Avodas Hayom of Chanukah is to be a person of Hoidah. That's the whole Kavu Shmoni Simei Chanukah. So what do I have to do? What does it mean to give Hoidah? So you find the Parashas Vayetze, when Leah gave birth to her fourth child, over there, the famous Pasuk says, Hapam Oideh Es Hashem. This time I'm thanking Hashem, Al Kein Kara Shema Yehuda. And that's why she called him Yehuda, because now I'm thanking Hashem. So we all know the famous Gemara. The Gemara brings down, Miyoyim Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamai, from the day of creation, until now, Lehoya Odom Shehoyda LaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody ever thanked Hashem. At Shabbat Leah, until Leah came along with her fourth child, V'hoidatoi. Now she finally thanked Hashem, Shenem Hapam Oides Hashem. This is the famous Gemara on this Pasuk. And all the Mepharshim ask, what does this mean? How do you understand that? I mean, even Leah herself, besides that everybody earlier than Leah was giving Hoidah throughout their lives, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but even Leah herself, she, when she had her first few children, she said, Reuven, ki ro Hashem ba'onyi, Hashem saw my pain. So even Leah herself seemed to be thanking Hashem for a Reuven, for a Shimon, for a Levi. So what does it mean Yehuda was the first time she thanked Hashem? Zokar b'nosan vachfogel, something so deep. And it's really like what Rashi brings down over there. Hapam oides Hashem, Zok Rashi, shenatalti yoise mechelki. I'm getting more than I deserve. Me'ata, now yeshi lahoy, does I have to thank Hashem. Zok b'nosan vachfogel, reina hoido, that's how he says it in Yiddish, pure hoido, that people don't give. Hoidah usually comes along with specifics of, you know, where we deserve it, and therefore you're thanking, you know, for a situation, but it's coming to you, and you're just thanking Hashem and recognizing it's Him that's giving it to you. But at a certain level of entitlement, your expectations, you expect it. It's not a real thanks. What the Gemara is teaching us, that nobody, Miyim Shabar, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Lama, until this point, Leah was the first one that had this recognition. Shenatalti Yoise Mechelki. I'm getting more than I deserve. It was a reina Hoidah, a pure thanks. That was a whole different level of Hoidah. And that's what it really means to give thanks to the Rabbeinu Shlom. You know, you must hear, there's a Moyerdika Maisa I once heard. This Maisa happened with the organization Ezer Mitzion. It's an organization there to Yisrael that helps for medical situations. Rabbi Chananya Chalak, I think was his name. He runs the organization. And you can imagine all the different needs that there are in Eretz Yisrael, medical conditions and everything. The budget is like really, really large. And he always tries, he's always busy fundraising for it and all that. So there was a gevir from America that came to Eretz Yisrael. And he met with Rabbi Chananya Chalak for his organization, Ezer Mitzion. And they had a very good meeting together. And obviously, he must have got a very large donation from him to help the organization. It was late at night. And the Yid came straight from the plane to meet Rabbi Chananya Chalak. And he offered him, you know, maybe now you want to go together to the Kaisel. You know, he comes to Eretz Yisrael. That's the place you have to go. So he decided they're going to go to the Kaisel together. So they get in a taxi and they travel to the Kaisel. And they get out by the Kaisel. Can't get out right in front, you know, they drop you off. And they start walking towards the Kaisel. It's about 11 o'clock at night. And as they're getting closer to the Kaisel, they're hearing cries. And they're walking closer. They can't imagine where the cries are coming from, but they're hearing mamish cries. They're getting closer to the actual area where the kaisel people are davening. It's pretty quiet. It's late at night, 11 o'clock at night already. And they see a yid by the kaisel, mamish crying away in tefillah. So Rav Hanan Yechalak turns to the gevir from America and he says to him, you know, between me and you, we could help this yid. If it's a financial issue, you'll open up your pocket to help him. And if it's a medical issue, I have access to all the medical things that are going on. I'm going to help him. So between me and you, let's approach his yid and take care of his problem. And they both mask him together. That's what they're going to do. So they stay nearby to see when the guy's finished his davening. And they approach the yid. And they went over to the yid and said, "Nu, Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing?" He said, "Baruch Hashem, fine. Yeah, what's going on with you? How's everything?" "Baruch Hashem, gewaldig." "Really gewaldig? What's, you know," they're trying to feel out, you know, what's bothering him. And they said to him, "Maybe, you know, maybe some medical issues in your family or something, you know." "No, Baruch Hashem." "Maybe some financial crisis going on." "No, Baruch Hashem." And they're trying to figure out why. So they couldn't resist. So Hanan Yechalak says to the yid, "You know, I'll be honest with you, the reason why we're approaching you is because we saw you crying away. We're trying to figure out what you're suffering with. We want to help you." The yid responded, "You know why I'm crying? Just last night, I married off my 14th child. My entire mishpacha got married. I married off my 14th kid. I'm giving the Rabbeinu Shlom Haidah for the schus that he gave me, that I was able to marry off all my children, Baruch Hashem." And you could imagine, these yidid were astounded. They never saw a yid give haidah like that. That's a true feeling of thanks and appreciation, that it's not coming to me. I don't deserve it. I'm being natalti yoyse mechelki. I'm taking more than I deserve. That's the feeling that we have to have to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And you should know, in this generation, I have to be honest with you, you know, teaching Talmidim now, your age, for close to 20 years, I see the decline. From 20 years ago till today, we're living in a generation now, more than ever, of entitlement. Everything's coming to me. I deserve it. I expect it. People don't know what it means to have appreciation, to feel that, you know, something, I don't deserve this, thank you, I appreciate it. People don't know what it means to give thanks. A sincere thank you, you never hear that. And you have to realize this is the generation we're living in. It's getting worse and worse. If you want to call it spoiled, whatever word you want to use, but that's what it is. It's going worse and worse. From even 20 years ago till today, I see the difference. Rachman al-Litzlan. We have to realize this is what the Yontif of Chanukah is about. To train us into being people to realize. Stop feeling entitled. Stop feeling everything has to come to you and you deserve it. Realize the Rabbeinu Shalom is constantly showering upon you. Yaisa Mechelki. More than you deserve. And not only from the Rabbeinu Shalom, but from all Yan Haga. With the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, with you and your parents. Realize, do I deserve it? It's coming to me. This is the Yontif of Chanukah of Halal Vaidah. To know what it means to have a sincere thank you. You know, Shlomo Brevda writes in the Sefer Lal Shimurim that you have to be a yid with an neshama. On a neshama dik yid, to really have haidah. Because a neshama understands, he says, the gevaldike emes, that you know something, Hashem doesn't owe me anything. The neshama realizes that. Human beings don't owe me anything either. And the more a person in the neshama dik yid, the more anything he gets, he feels indebted for. Because nothing's coming to him. He's in a neshama dik yid. On the other hand, Rachman al-Litzlan, a person who's a little more removed, and he's not such a shamadik yid, and his body, his guf, is the one controls them. So the goof feels like I deserve everything. Everything is mine. Everything's coming to me. I expect it. And it may look so hard to show appreciation for anything. At the people, not to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because I'm deserving. This says of Shlomo Brevda is the Gevaldik Yisoid of what Chanukah is supposed to train us into of Halo Vahidah. You know, there's a Meiridika, if you want to call it, I don't know what to call, but some, not a poem, but similar to that. I don't know who wrote this, but it's a very penetrating message. The way it, you know, was passed on to me many, many years ago. Recently, I saw it already printed in the Chayenu magazine. I'm not sure if the one who wrote it is even a Yid. But I'll tell you what it says, because a very penetrating mussar in it. I dreamed that I went to heaven and an angel was showing me around. We walked side by side into a large workroom and was filled with a lot of angels. My guide stopped me in front of the first section and said, "This is the receiving section. Here all petitions to God said in prayer are received." I looked around in the area and it was terribly busy. So many angels sorting out all the petitions written on voluminous paper sheets and scraps from people from all over the world. It was extremely busy in this first section. Then we moved down the long corridor until we reached the second section. The angel then said to me, "This is the packaging and delivery section." My guide explained to me, "Here all the blessings that people ask for are processed and delivered to the living people who ask for it." I noticed again how busy it was there. There were many, many angels working hard at that station. Since there's so many blessings that have been requested that needed to be packaged for delivery down to earth. Finally, at the farthest end of the long corridor, we stopped at the door of a very small station. To my surprise, only one angel was seated there, and he was idly doing nothing. My guide tells me, "This is the acknowledgement section." He quietly admitted it to me. He seemed very embarrassed. I said, "How is it that there's no work going on over here?" So the angel said, "It's so sad. After people receive their blessings that they ask for, very, very few ever send back acknowledgments." "Oh, really? So how does one acknowledge God's blessings?" I asked. He said, "Oh, it's so simple. All they have to do is say thank you." This is a Meiridika Moshel. I don't even know if he wrote it, but it was already printed in the Chayenu magazine. And it's a Meiridika Musa Haskel for all of us. We all know what it means to ask. We all know what it means to receive. But how many of us really know what it means to say thank you? And this is what Chanukah is about. Don't think Chanukah is about eating donuts. Don't think Chanukah is about lighting your neiris. Chanukah is about training yourself to give Haidah. And if the 8 days, the 192 days, the hours go by, and you don't become somebody that really said thank you sincerely to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you miss the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And the Emes says this is what defines a Yid. If you look in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Perek Mem Gimel, the Pasuk says over there, "Am zu yatzarti li, I created this nation, ti losi yisaperu." And Rashi explains, "Am zu yatzarti li, leman ti losi yisaperu. I created Klal Yisrael, that they should be a nation, which were called Yehudim because of Haidah. In order, leman ti losi yisaperu, in order that we should be able to say praise to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, appreciate what he's doing for us." You know, a guy once asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, "You celebrate Thanksgiving.
So Rabbi Yaakov says, of course. And the guy looked at him, really? His grand rabbi celebrates Thanksgiving? His every day. Not just one day a year. We thank Hashem every day. I celebrate Thanksgiving, you bet. Every day I celebrate Thanksgiving. That was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. You know, we don't realize, even just our goof alone, you know, we live our lives expecting everything just to work, and we don't realize the hospitals are full with people that have kidneys that don't work. They have to go for dialysis. 60,000 people in the U.S. die each year from a kidney disorder. You know what that means? You know how thankful you have to be that Baruch Hashem, your kidneys are working? You ever think of thanking Hashem for your kidneys? It's a Murray Dicker filtering unit that filters everything in your body. You ever think about it? Person has a heart. We never think about our heart. We don't realize what a heart does for us. You know, this tiny small organ of a heart, which weighs about 12 ounces. That's all. 12 ounces. It's such a powerful pump that it pumps blood through your body. And I still brought down. In one day, the pump pumps through your body, blood, through 60,000 miles of blood vessels. That's how much blood has to circulate through all your blood vessels. 60,000 miles. You ever think of thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom? Do you have a heart that's working? And you go on. The time is short. But you go on and on. There's so much Chesed Hashem besides all the things that we are aware of, even the things we're not aware of. Could you imagine what a disgrace? If your davening starts with Baruch Hu, and Pesukah de Zimra is not part of your davening, you know what you're telling the Rebbeinu Shloilam? I'm not part of acknowledging you for what you do for me. I start with the request. I come for Baruch Hu. That's what I'm here for. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in Simen Nun Aleph, Sif Ches, Ein Oimrim Hazmiris Bimerutza, Kiyim Benachas. Psukim de Zimra is the first part of our davening. And you can't say it quickly. You have to say it Benachas, slowly. Zot the Mishneh Brura. Yaitzi mipiv ki'ilu moina mois. Say it as if you're counting money. Imagine you get a stack of 20s. You're going to count each one carefully to make sure none are stuck together. You have to pay somebody some money. You make sure not give them two in one shot. You know what it means to count money? You divide it up, make sure. One, two, three. Stack of hundreds. Whatever it is. We have to realize Psukim de Zimra is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It has to be word for word. You can't just swallow down the whole thing. Teich Kedei Dibur. It has to be word for word. Benachas, are you counting money? You know, I saw a very penetrating Musa from the Pele Yoyetz in his Perek of Brachas. He writes, Yesh Rabbi, there's so many people. Shasoivrim Shemavorchim. People think they make a bracha. They take a drink, and they say the brachas, and they think they're saying shahakol, they think they're making a bracha. Avol birchasom psula. Their bracha's puzzle. They're not really being mevorich. Machma shemedalgin, they're skipping. Kabatevois, many words. Vaoisiois, even letters. Ushtayim roisois, they're doing two terrible things. First of all, they're being nenem oilam azeh beloi bracha. And the maskim shem shemai levatollah. He raw chayla, it's a terrible disease. Kedai bezoyin v'ketzev, it's a terrible embarrassment and disgrace. Levorech lemelech hakovoid, brocha chatufa. A chopped up brocha, that's how you talk to Hashem, that's what you say to him? Ein zem levorech elomenoids. You're not benching Hashem, you're almost like cursing Hashem. Ashreyish. Says the Pele Yoyetz, fortunate is the person. It's yekabel alav bechol toikif. That's mekabel himself. V'yishtablo b'roi voiz. That puts in a lot of effort.
Levorich kol b'choise v'kol rav. First of all, first eitzah, say your bracha out loud. That's going to help. And then also, not only the kol rav, ba'ois ba'ois teva b'teva. You pronounce every word and every letter. Ashrei yish that does such a thing, says the Paleoyetz. And he ends off saying, v'zeh ha'ois im hu ish toiv. And this is a proof that he's a good person. A person who makes brachas properly, you know he's a good person. You know, I get shidduchim call all the time. Come out every afternoon, I have my phone ringing, people asking about different bachrim, shidduchim and everything. You know, one of the questions that they don't ask is this. So for you, Paleoyetz, this should be the question. If you want to know if he's a good bachar, says a Paleoyetz, if you want to know if someone's an ish toiv, how does he make brachas? That's what they should ask me. Did you ever see this bachar make a bracha? That's what they should be the question they ask. If he makes a bracha nicely, aloud, word for word, every letter, says the Paleoyetz, then you know he's an ish toiv. But if he doesn't make brachas nicely, says the Paleoyetz, he's missing. He's not an ish toiv. A big nekuda that can help us, whether it's our davening, whether it's our benching, whether it's our brachas. You know, as a human being, we all have this problem that our mind always goes to the next step. When you're benching, you're thinking what you're doing after benching. And after benching, with every step, you're always by the next place. During mincha, you're thinking about after mincha. During seder, you're thinking about after seder. By supper, you're thinking about your mind. That's how the mind plays a trick on us. As a human being, we're always up to the next thing. We don't have patience for where we are right now. That's the way the mind works. Yet the Pasuk, when the Rebbeinu Shalom spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk tells us that we shouldn't be acting like that. The Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, Vayoyimer Hashem el Moshe, Alei Elai Ahora, come up to me by the mountain, Ve'ayei Shom, and be there with me, Ve'et Lachal Luchas Eben, I'm going to give you the Luchas. Frektim Eforshim, why does Hashem say, Ve'ayei Shom, you're going to be there? If you come up to the mountain and give me the luchos, obviously you're there. Ve'ayei Shom? So I heard a Mori de Gavart. Mamish, this Nekuda. The Rebbeinu Shalom was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you come up the mountain, you're going to be with me? Ve'ayei Shom, make sure you're there. Although you love Klal Yisrael so much, and your mercy for Klal Yisrael, you're always so busy and Isaac with them, right now, I'm removing you from Klal Yisrael. You're coming up here for me to give you the luchos. Don't think about the next step. Don't think about that. Hayei Shom, be there. And this is the Moridic advice. Every step of our day, wherever we're holding by, let's be there. You want to take a drink and you want to make a bracha? Take everything out of your mind. Hayei Shom, be there. Make the bracha. You're benching? Take everything else out of your mind. Be there. Bench. Don't always be up to the next step and following what I'm going to do afterwards. A person has to train himself to this moment de kavart of a yeshav. Be there at the moment of what you're doing. Now it's psuka de zimra. Be there. Say the halavoidah. And especially on the yontav of Chanukah, this has to be our focus. That I want to train myself to once and for all learn how to be a person that gives haidah. Become a grateful individual. It could be. This is why there's so many yeshuas and brachas that come down over Chanukah. We all know, everybody knows so many different maisim of people that saw tremendous yeshuas on Chanukah. I mean, the one most recent one that we all know of, Shalom Mordechai Rabashki, was released on the 8th day of Chanukah. So many different yeshuas, a person that had a life sentence for up to 30 years in prison, and he would have been mamish, it was almost like a life sentence for him at his age. And for him to get out so quickly like that, after a couple of years of serving, it was mamish, the nace of Chanukah, the yeshuas of Chanukah, brought down his yeshua. And there's so many different maisim throughout the years of people that had yeshuas of Chanukah. All the brachas and ashpois, toivas that came down to people. It could be it's because of this. You know, the Reb Shimshon Pinkus writes in Sha'arim B'Tfilah and Perek Rina that the most powerful tefillah we have is the tefillah of Rina. We're very short in time to go through the whole Arichos. But if you look over there in Perek Vav, he's medayikin from a pasuk in Eicha, where there was Eicha, we're talking about when everybody's atufim berov, they were wrapped in hunger, beresh kalchut in every street corner. And yet it says, kumi roini balaya, come sing. Sing when everybody's suffering? So Shemshon Pinkus, the Kitz and Nimrats, Ayin Shom, explains that the most powerful tefillah we have, more than all the tanesim and bakoshes, is if you sing the Rabbanu Shalom's praise for what you do have, that opens up all the sharim and shemayim. And therefore, when everybody was been at Tzara, in a story of Eicha, Rukumi Raini, come and sing. Because Rina is so powerful. That's Halal Vahidah. It's so powerful, it opens up all Shari Shemayim. He says that's a Segula Atzuma. It's a tremendous Segula Be'ez Tzara. To get Eilcha Dovra, maybe Bracha V'Yeshua. There's nothing that brings down so much Bracha on Yeshua like the power of Haidah, the power of Rina, the power of Psukah de Zimra, thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom. That opens up all Shari Shemayim. And you should know in Svarim HaKadoshim, it's brought down that Chanukah specifically is a time for the Gula Asida. And they bring down a Remez. Madlikim Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah is Rosh Tevis Mashiach. Madlikim Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah. And it's brought down that the Gula very much is in the Zman of Chanukah, is a time for Gula. It's very, very much a time for that great hashpah to have the Gula Asida. I saw brought down in the Zohar Kaddish in Parshas Vayishlach that the way the Rabbanu Shalom brings the Gula is not in one shot, but it's in steps. It's brought down over there. Bezimna de kutchabrichu yoikim lo v'yafik min galus. It's going to take us out of galus. Kedein yiftach lon pischad in a hayredak exer. He opens up a little opening of light. And it starts, titzmach gula mat mat, slowly. Ulubasa pischach rina, another opening. Ad the kutchabrichu yiftach lon, until he's going to go home and bring the gula and abri ruchay alma to all four corners of the world, and it'll be a final gula. But says the Zohar Kaddish, the way the gula happens in steps, small little steps. You know what we just experienced? On Friday, they went back into the war, and the ceasefire ended. And we were zeichet to have 110 hostages come back home. You have to realize that's a mamish like this Zohar HaKadosh that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us an opening of Geula. Who would have thought when such Rishom terrorists have so many Yidden in their hands that we're going to get back even a single neshama alive? And yet, the Rabbeinu Shalom showed us an open light, a doorway of Geula, a little bit, to give us back 110 neshamais, 110 nefashais, 110 yidden came back alive. It's tremendous. It's a tremendous Geula Kal Yisrael had. And the emes is, I think it's very merumas in Pesukim. You know, when the number 110 came out, it was just on my mind. What's Pshat, the Rabbeinu Shalom sent 110 back to us? And right away, the Rabbeinu Shalom showed me in my mind, I don't know why I was like such a gilui, but the Yamin Hashem, Yamin is the gematria 110. Yamin Hashem, the right hand of Hashem, that's Oysach Koyal, that gives us the Koyach, is gematria 110. And that was the first step of the Rabbeinu Shalom showing us Geula. And I looked in Tehillim and I found the Mamash Mefurish. In Perek Kuf Yud Ches, when the Pasuk talks about Kol Goyim Sivavuni, all the nations surround us, and B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam, we trust in the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rashi says, Medabim L'Chamas Goygu Magoy. The Pesukim now are discussing L'Chamas Goygu Magoy, where all the nations surround us. And yet, even though Sabuni Gam Sabuni, they're all surrounding us, B'Shem Hashem Ki Amila means Eftach B'Shem Hashem Asher Achrisim. The Rabbeinu Shalom, we trust in Him, He's going to destroy them. And Sabuni Kedvorim, they surround us like bees. And the Pesukim keep describing Dochid Dichsan, they try to get us to fall. V'Hashem Azarani, says the Pasuk, in this whole thing that we're being surrounded, Kol Rino v'Yeshua ba'olei tzaddikim. There's going to be a song of praise of Rino v'Yeshua that's going to come. You know why? Because Yemin Hashem Yisachayil. Shaitan Pasak. In the Matzah Mechem is going to Magog. When the Rabbeinu Shalom is surrounding us, we're having all the nations come against us. And we're trusting in the Rabbeinu Shalom to save us. The Yemin Hashem is going to give us Kayak. As I state in Pasuk. And Yemin Hashem is Gematria 110. There's no question the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us this little bit of a Yeshua to strengthen our trust that He's in charge. Who would have chalom that we're going to get back so many hostages? Alive, healthy, Baruch Hashem. We have to realize the Rabbeinu Shalom is with us and the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving us Yeshuas and we have to thank Him for the Yeshuas. We have to realize what the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing for us in a general sense as Klal Yisrael and in a personal sense each and one of us as a Yachid. Time is short, just want to end. Okay, there's not time for any of this. The Rabbeinu Shalom Shetaka, give us the kayach that each one of us as individual, we should taka shtelsu to the yontif properly. Train ourselves how we're supposed to become people of Yehudim that are built on Haidah. We should become people that know what it means to have sincere feelings of thanks. And that's going to make us a ish toiv, like the Pelel Yoyit says. That's how we become good people. That's what trains us to have real refinement, to know what it means to have appreciation. This should be the Rabbeinu Shalom give us the help that we should tackle, put this avodah in. This should be our entire focus over the whole Chanukah. Everything else, all the shtusim, we should rule out. We should appear properly how I'm going to go ahead and utilize all 8 days for this Avodah. And with that, Be'ezer Hashem, all of us together, we should be zeicha to the Yeshuas and that's the brachas that we all need personally and definitely Klal Yisrael together as a klal. We should tackle all be zeicha to greet Mashiach to the Kainu, b'mehirav Yameinu.